Secretary of State John Houston announced on Friday that Libertarians Charlie Earle and Stephen Linneberry will not be on the May ballot in the races for governor and attorney general, respectively. The decision comes after hearings last week to protest the signatures that got them there. The ruling was a main topic of the Libertarians' convention this weekend in Columbus, where Charlie Earle was one of the headline speakers.
We filed in federal court on Friday night. And we filed that this is the First Amendment abridgment of our rights to nominate our candidates. And what we're talking about is the primary here. They invalidated us for the primary, and we felt Libertarians ought to have a right to choose who their candidates are, despite what has been described to some as an immaterial oversight.
That oversight was the non-disclosure by two people hired to gather signatures that they were, in fact, being paid to do so. Houston says his decision came from hearing officer Brad Smith's conclusion that the signatures were invalid because those paid circulators needed to disclose who was paying them. While Earle acknowledged that this costly mistake cannot happen again if Libertarians want to be contenders in elections, he says voters will suffer if Libertarians stay off the ballot.
It was an oversight. It wasn't an intentional deceit. Okay, it was an oversight. Somebody didn't fill out the back of the petition form. I'll deal with it. I'm an adult. I'll go home and work on a farm. Okay? But I do believe the people of Ohio need a choice. And it's not me. It's the message, not the messenger, that counts here.
Libertarians claim their message is that they're an alternative to both major political parties. But certainly Republicans and Democrats were watching the situation. Lawyers for those protesting the Libertarians' place on the ballot had said that circulators were paid by Democrats who wanted a conservative in the race against incumbent John Kasich. Libertarians admit they worked with Democrats, but say they also helped Democratic groups with their signature-gathering efforts on a same-sex marriage amendment. Meanwhile, Libertarians claimed the protests were backed by Republicans who feared their candidates, Charlie Earle in particular. But Republicans have said they were not involved in the protest filings. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.